You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, we want to stay in the know. We figured you do too. And I want to start with a couple of rumors. Rumors? One of them involves Taylor Swift. The other one involves the Pope.
Oh my, are they together?
I better be really careful combined? What I say. Some people don't have a sense of humor about that kind of stuff.
Taylor Swift, while we were away on vacation, all these rumors broke that she actually officially got engaged to her boyfriend.
Right.
British actor Joe Alwyn. So I've been reading some stuff this morning about it. Joe, the boyfriend, has come out and said, if we were engaged, I wouldn't tell you. And if we were not engaged, I wouldn't tell you.
Smart move, dude.
All right. A source says, quote, they want their love to stay away from the cameras as much as possible. This is just for them.
Well, good. I don't care about their love. Keep it to yourself. Well,
yeah, this is the longest relationship that Taylor Swift has ever been in. It's more than 5 years now.
I smell
her
a new album.
Longest relationship before that was a little over a year. So,
okay.
These two are serious. Now let's get to the Pope. There are rumors circulating that the Pope might resign soon, perhaps as early as this summer. But Pope Francis addressed that over the weekend, saying that resigning has, quote, never entered my mind, end quote. He's 85 years old, Jeremy. He's rehabbing a knee injury that he got, but he is still planning on making a trip to Canada later this month.
Well,
so he's going to
go.
The Great White North.
Yeah, all right.
But in the summertime.
Pope's still at it.
What else is going on? Rockies are in Los Angeles for another game tonight after losing to the Dodgers last night. Ho-hum. Looking at this story, the headline caught my eye. Jared says the best way you can improve your friendships.
Yeah, I was reading this.
Is to move away from your friends.
Yeah.
The whole idea, according to this psychologist, he works at a university up in the great state of Michigan. He says, if you really want to build a great relationship with your friends, you need to get the hell away from them. And here's why. He says, when you're together all the time with your friends, he says, you don't have to invest very much energy into your relationship. It's easy to cancel plans. You run out of stuff to talk about. He goes, there's just no energy invested in the friendship. And so it becomes rather stale. But when you move away, then you come back and you see them every so often. He says it makes your relationship with your friends that much more intense.
Well, there you go.
You get closer. You talk about things that you wouldn't have talked about before.
Right.
So improve your relationships with your friends by moving away.
All right.
I've done that. And I don't know. I pretty much lost all my friends.
Backfired.
Now, I am going to be back in town next week, and I have some plans to try to see a couple of people. So
that's good.
I'll put this to the test. I'll report next week.
Hey, let's catch up. Nah, we good.
What else is going on? James Cameron, you might have heard of that guy. He's a documentary maker, a filmmaker. He's done a bunch of stuff.
That little movie Titanic, right?
Yeah, that was
and
probably
Avatar,
his biggest.
That goofy
I would
Avatar
say it's
movie.
His biggest hit, but Avatar actually has made more money. I don't know if
did he make
butts
Terminator?
In seats. He made Terminator.
Hey, that's another biggie.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of big hit movies.
He's got a good resume.
I say you got to go with butts and seats, and I'll bet Titanic had more butts in seats than Avatar. Anyway, the thing is, Avatar 2 and Avatar 3 are coming out here before long. In fact, the next one will be in theaters this December. He says he's starting to hear more and more people whining and complaining that movies are too long.
Oh.
Like, Avatar movie is probably going to be 3 hours or more. It's too long. His response, he says, quote, I don't want anybody whining about length when they sit and binge watch TV for 8 hours.
He it's says, so true. It's like, look at all the Stranger Things that just came out. And people sat and watched like 6 episodes in a row.
There you go.
You know?
It's the same thing. He says, it's like, give me an effing break.
But the thing is it's easier to stop while you're at your house and take a potty break than, you know, get up in the middle of the movie theater and miss like
that.
10 minutes of the movie.
Isn't there 10 minutes?
Well, maybe you got to poo.
Oh, you've got to take care of that.
Winnie the Pooh.
Where you leave that
all out. That popcorn.
Isn't there some sort of app that you can download that tells you when in a movie in the theater you should go?
Yeah,
and
the
pee.
Lull, the little lull in the movie. You can go.
Yeah, it's like you plug in the movie that you're watching, and it will tell you at the like 1 hour and 15 minute mark, or might describe the scene. It's like you can go pee during that, and you won't miss much.
Right.
You know, there was a time when all these long movies had intermissions in them. And so you'd actually be in a theater and intermission would come on. Everybody would get
run
up,
out.
Go pee, go to the popcorn stand.
Yeah.
Bring that back. Intermissions.
Come
they
on, James.
Piano music playing.
Oh, my God.
Dancing girls would come out. I don't know. All right, what else is trending?
Well, on the heels of the big holiday yesterday, it sounds like a lot of Americans relied on autocorrect when texting about the 4th. There was a poll that was put out on Independence Day asking the simple question, how confident are you in your ability to spell Independence Day? And 1 in 3 people said, I have no idea how to spell independence. I guess searches for that word skyrocketed 85% during July 4th, during the whole weekend. So that's kind of funny. I read this morning. I actually closed my eyes, and I was like, can I do it? And I spelled
it. Tried to spell it.
And I did it correctly, so I was like, right on. I'm better than 85% of you, I guess it looks like. So that went on. Another big thing this weekend, Joey Chestnut is trending this morning. Yet again, he won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And what did he put down? Where's it at?
60-something?
63 wieners, Dom. Put down 63 wieners. Mm-hmm. It's more than your prom date. That's way off his record of 76. And he won it's his 15th title in the last 16 years. Look at that.
Why
my
is
God.
This still a thing?
I don't know. It is still a thing. And it was funny because if you see the video, a protester even hopped on stage protesting something. Joey Chestnut put him in a quick headlock and took him down and then continued to eat the hot dogs and still won, which is pretty darn impressive. I happen to have a couple seconds of him winning. Here you go.
The 15-time champion of the world with 63 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
Yeah! It was a crazy contest. I'm happy I was able to come through on top.
Really got into it there.
Joey Chestnut! Joey!
Shut up!
It was weird. The whole protester wearing a Darth Vader
mask.
Yeah,
that was weird.
On stage.
Yeah, Joey, look, man, he took him down quick, too. He's quick for having that many hot dogs.
Is that guy going to sue Joey Chestnut now for injuries to his neck?
Got in Joey's kitchen, man. Watch out.
The winner for the women, Miko, she put down 40 hot dogs.
Right, I did see that.
I think
that.
She's the record holder for the ladies, too.
And
so.
They've now added how fast can you chug a gallon of pink lemonade. And Badlands Booker did it in less than 30 seconds. And do I have that? I do. Here's another classy clip. Here you go.
Oh, my glory! With a new world record of 1 gallon of Nathan's lemonade, Badlands Booker! Badlands, how do you feel?
Excuse the bad manners. Sorry. Woo, that was awesome.
Does he sound drunk to you?
What is going on with him?
Excuse the bad manners. Sorry.
That was fake.
Sorry.
That was a fake burp.
So that went
it's
on
not
yesterday.
So much people who go and participate in these eating contests. It's the people who go and are spectators that I worry about.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
I can't see
it is
my 4th of July that I would go and watch total strangers shove wieners in their mouth.
Right. America.
What do you want to do this weekend, honey?
Sorry.
Let's go watch a guy chug lemonade.
Let's do
All
it.
Right, I'm game.
Speaking of the old hot dogs, a brewery in Fort Worth, Texas, called Martin House Brewing Company, releasing a hard seltzer brewed from hot dog water. It's called Awesome Sauce Bun Length, 5.2% alcohol, made with leftover water from 52 pounds of boiled hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Yeah, I wonder what that tastes like. What else is going on? Let's see. You did James Cameron. Let's jump to Ricky Martin. He got some sort of, they're calling it a protection order against Ricky Martin. He says he did nothing wrong. There's very little details coming out about this, but according to some newspaper in Puerto Rico, the accuser claims that he was in a relationship with Ricky for 7 months, and they had some sort of big, messy breakup. And since then, Mr. Martin has been harassing the guy, and he fears for his safety. And, of course, Ricky Martin released a statement saying, "This is all false. I didn't do anything wrong." And blah, blah, blah. So we'll see how this plays out. This was, like, the hot thing on TMZ, I noticed, this weekend.
I saw
Ricky Martin back in the news.
Another source close to Ricky says the background on this is that it's a family member who
is
mentally unstable.
Oh, okay. So that might have.
So I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Some dude named Martin. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Do you, Dom? The guy who invented the cell phone? Cooperius? Coopers?
No, I'd have to dig that back.
Martin C., the inventor of the cell phone. Google him.
I show it's just Martin Cooper.
Cooper? It might be Cooper. Maybe I bumped two words together in my Word document.
I think it's Martin Cooper.
So funny, I did. Because the sentence here is Martin Cooper is the inventor, and I bumped up is next to Cooper.
Martin Cooper is.
Martin Cooper is. So let me put a space. Hold on. Space? Martin Cooper is the inventor of the cell phone.
I'm looking at the last name. I'm like, why are you struggling with this? You can just spell independence,
looks like,
but you
I
can't
accidentally hit the backspace button. Stupid Word doc. This guy is now 92 years old, and he invented the first cell phone about 50 years ago. Anyway, he was on some talk show recently, and he says he spends less than 5% of his time on his mobile device. And he was shocked when somebody that was interviewing him suggested that they spent about 5 hours a day on theirs. And his quote was, "Do you really? You spend 5 hours a day? Get a life."
So true.
Even the inventor of the cell phone's like, put it down. Go outside. Do something else.
I mean, I'm guilty. I need to get a life, too.
Do you? You're on it nonstop now.
Too much.
We'll get to the Gucci stuff later because I want to play a little clip from our clickbait. So go ahead and hit the little
clickbait.
The little bird thing. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video. It's an a cappella group called Maytree, and they can imitate sounds from your iPhone. Let me find the audio. I'm going to play you just a couple of them because they're spot on. They're really good.
Those are people?
Those are people. Here's another one. What? All right, I'm going to stop there because I don't want to give it all away. But isn't that fantastic? That last one. Let me do that just again. So good. Anyway, there's a bunch of them on our Facebook page in a little video, so I'd encourage you to check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.